Hi there, Anthony. Anthony, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, so that I could get you the details of the service, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. And then it's also my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you. It is a month-to-month service. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Well, it's going all right.
Good, good. And congratulations on getting your business up and going. Tara says it's officially new in June, and that's pretty exciting. So, you know, even though you are a very young company with the right advertising, the right online optimization, you can get calls from people in your service area who don't even already know the name of your company, but if they're going on Google, going on Bing, looking for roof replacement, roof repair, or for the deck work and services that you want to be found for, you will get phone calls. Now, I know you don't have a website. That's okay. We do, in fact, build websites for our clients that don't have websites. I'm inclined, wherever I can, to include a website at no additional cost, not only because, of course, that makes this affordable for you, but it also means a higher return on investment, not just more phone calls, but a higher quality call. I mean, if someone looks at a website that we build for you that showcases your work, talks about your services, your service area, that gives someone an opportunity to make an educated, informed choice. And when they decide to call you after seeing your website, it's usually because they saw something that they liked and they want to hire you for your services. Now, we are not a one-size-fits-all kind of company here. We do have a suite of services and products. I want to find something that's both budget-friendly for you, but also going to get you the return on investment. Tara might have mentioned Google Guarantee, which is a pay-per-lead service, but the calls, not phone numbers, but calls come directly to you. You would, of course, need to have the right licensing and insurance. And there's a lot of different licenses that would qualify for a roofing contractor to do Google Guarantee, a general contractor's license, a specialty contractor's license. What licensing do you have for the services?
I have a residential general contractor's license.
Residential general contractor. So that definitely is one of the opportunities and one of the options. It's the very first one. There's about five of them. And then, of course, you have liability insurance, so it must be at least $500,000, right? Probably a million or more?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you definitely would qualify for Google Guarantee as long as you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years. Google's not looking for misdemeanors or DUIs, but, of course, you will be thoroughly vetted, not by Google. Google contracts out to Evident or Pinkerton. We know Pinkerton from cowboy movies. But, you know, obviously, the businesses that are in Google Guarantee, they're kind of given the stamp of approval for Google. And customers who have maybe a little bit more disposable income, not the ones who are looking for a bunch of estimates or the cheapest guy, but the ones that are looking for the best guy or one of the best guys, they go to Google Guarantee because they know they're going to deal with a reputable contractor. They know they're going to love the job when it's done. In fact, it's called Google Guarantee because Google guarantees your work. They'll come out of pocket to cover any complaints up to $2,000. Obviously, you're not going to want to use that or need to, but that does give reassurance to the people who would be looking in that area to find the best contractor. Now, your business right now is not verified on Google, right? There's not a Google business profile that's active for the company?
No, there's not.
That's okay, because again, like I said, we're a digital marketing firm. We've always been an SEO company, even before Google started their partnership program. And of course, that partnership program came into play long before Google Guarantee was even a product. So, you know, we can and would, of course, make sure that you're verified and recognized by Google as an active business in the local area. Now, that also comes with search engine optimization, so not just having a verified listing. You would have first page placement in that local map or pack result. That's the part of the search result that is right below the paid ads. And you'll be listed in that section of Bing as well for the roughly 1 out of 10 people that search on Bing. You'll have, of course, a Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Apple Maps, Siri, on a smartphone. Now, that verification for Google is a prerequisite. It's necessary to do Google Guarantee. It is a standalone service that we would offer for you on a month-to-month basis. You'd be looking at exactly $199 a month for that. Now, as far as the lead fees go with Google Guarantee, it's designed to be both affordable as well as cost-effective with a high return on investment. First of all, it has to be a qualified lead. I know sometimes with Angie, you just get a phone number, you pay for a lead, might even be over $100, maybe even over $200 for a single lead. You might not even talk to that person, and then you have to try to get a credit for it. But with Google Guarantee, you're not going to see any of that. First of all, like I said, it's not a phone number that goes out to you and six other contractors. It is a phone call exclusively to you. And you have to be still, even then, talking to someone in your service area about a service you want to provide. You have to quote them price or make an appointment to meet with them in person. Otherwise, automatically, you're not going to get charged for it. You don't have to worry about trying to get a credit for it because it just doesn't come out of your account. Your leads are only $59. They're actually a little less than $59, $58.67. Now, Google would want you to have, at least in the first month, an activation budget that would cover up to 13 leads. You don't come out of pocket right away. Like I said, you have to get vetted first. That vetting process could take as little as 3 or 4 weeks. It might take as much as 6 to 8 weeks, but that's only if we don't get the application from you or the supporting documents that verify you've got insurance and licensing. Usually it happens about, 4 or 5 weeks, maybe a little less. But at that point that you get vetted, that's when you would have that $765 activation budget. Again, that's 13 leads at just a little bit less than $60 each. Let's say that next month, though, you only use one lead. That following month, you just pay $60. You pay for the leads that you use. Everything else rolls over. So most of my contractors, unless they've got multiple crews and take on several projects at once, most of my contractors maybe go through half their leads in a month. You know, you get one or two leads, it turns into a job, you pause your leads until you're done with the job, you might do that again, so you might only use, 4, 5, 6 leads in any given month. Now, all that you would pay today is the application fee.
That sounds a lot better than Angie, for sure.
Well, especially for roofing contracts, I know you do fencing too, and we can make sure you're getting those calls too, but I've heard roofing leads, especially for the tear off and replace, I mean, you might be looking at $250 or somewhere around that just for the lead. Of course, maybe a little bit less, 100 and something for a repair lead, but you're not any more likely to get the big job than you are the small job, just more likely to pay more for it. Now, one thing that you'll love about this is no matter what, big job, small job, it's just that $60. It's $58.67. We'll call it $60 per lead. And then, like I said, it is a verified, vetted lead, meaning that it has to be a qualified lead or you just don't pay for it. So it's going to be a much higher conversion rate. You'll also reach more people. Not everyone uses Angie, but pretty much everyone uses Google. Now, for the local map or that PAC result, like I said, you'll also be on Bing. That is a month-to-month service of $199. You would pay for Google Guarantee today only for the application fee. It's not an annual membership. It's a one-time application fee of $250, and then you never have to pay it again. So the $250 with the $199 for the first month of first page placement on that local map, you're looking at just $449. Your recurring monthly would only be $199. And then when you are vetted is when you have that activation budget of $765. And every month after that, you pay for the leads that you use as long as they're qualified. And again, those leads are roughly $60. So it's really designed to not just be affordable, but to give you really the highest return on investment. Now, you may not be familiar with Google Guarantee, although it's been around for maybe about 5 years, a good handful of years. For the longest time, it was only available in a couple of cities and just a couple of different industries. It is now being more widespread and rolled out in different places. It's actually why we're calling through the area. It is available for your services in your area. Now, one thing that I would want to include, like I said, is the website. It means more phone calls and a higher return on investment. Of course, a higher quality call when someone is able to see the quality of your work before they call you. So we're going to build, host, maintain, and even update that website for you at no additional cost. Of course, that means we can use any photos you already have. And as we send you more jobs, if you like, you can take more photos, take more videos. We can always add that to your website. You'll have access to a website editor tool if you want to make changes to your website on your own. But whether you'd make those changes or you want us to take care of everything, there's never any additional cost for us to update your website. In fact, there is no additional cost for anything. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits, at least not in that local map or pack result. Like I said, when it comes to Google Guarantee, you're paying per qualified lead, pretty close to $60 per lead. So, like I said, really affordable. And of course, one job is going to more than offset the cost of that service. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide. Tara said you're not doing gutters now, but you might in the future. If anything changes down the road, we just add those to the keywords and search phrases that we're kind of marketing and targeting for you, and you can start getting those phone calls. We can make any of those changes down the road. There would never be any additional cost for that. Now, do keep in mind you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how well the service is working. We call it your client dashboard. Your website editor tool is attached there so you can access it. You can print out invoices for tax purposes, etc., advertising, courses, a tax write-off. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, that was just a lot of information.
I know it was, and I kind of went at you pretty quick. But, I mean, just basically boiling it down, you know, you pay per lead $60 roughly per lead. Your activation budget to get it set up once you're vetted is $765. You would pay today the $250 application fee, a one-time application fee. And then because you are not yet verified by Google, we need to do that at least for 1 month. It would be $199 in that first month and $199 every month thereafter that you decide to keep it, if you decide to keep it. Most of my clients keep it because it's a profitable place to be. People do go to the local map, and of course your website's going to be there. We'll help you get reviews so you can get phone calls from there as well. And of course with that, you're not even paying per lead. It's just that flat rate. The out-the-door cost to get everything going today would be $449. Again, your monthly recurring is just $199. You can cancel that SEO part of it at any point in time. And then, of course, once you're vetted, you have that activation budget with the $60 per lead.
Okay, and then the what was the name of your company again?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question because, of course, we are not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google, they'd be telling stories. Although Google will make these types of phone calls. It's really just for the companies that have at least 100 individual locations or more. For everything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. We're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm sending you right now, it's an SMS for the computer, but it works just like a text message. It's a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So you can see exactly what you're going to be getting. It is going to be reduced pricing, not what you'll see on there. Don't have a sticker shock moment there when you see the pricing on that link that I sent out to you. Like I said, I reduced the cost here. But, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
It just came through here.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep. Just popped up there.
So, right, exactly. Now, obviously it is about being found online. Although it's a young company, the businesses on the first page are not the ones that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or even do the best job in town. You just have to have the right content. You have to, have the directory submissions, in this case, Google Guarantee. But when you're on that first page, you get phone calls. You'll be able to track your success, monitor your reviews. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. Actually, between Tara and myself, we've got more than 25 years combined, each of us with more than 12 years of experience with the company. So you'd be in really good hands with us. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. All of our services are offered completely at will, month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time. or any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. You can pause it seasonally. Our clients, though, do tend to keep the service because it's profitable and nobody cancels on profit. Now, below that blue tinted photo that outlines a few of the things that we do early on, it does say Google Partner. There's a box that you can click on that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G inside it. If you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. We are a premier channel partner. There's only 8 channel partners in the country. So like I said, you'd be in good hands with us. It does mean we get our training and our updates directly from Google. It also means that we kind of have an in with Google. I mean, we work with Google's back-end team all day long, 5 days a week. And the partnership program was designed to get small and medium-sized businesses a higher return on investment using Google products. Our processes are streamlined because, again, we're dealing directly with Google's team. So no one can get you better or faster results than a Google partner. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, you'd actually be getting the ideal package. It is listed at almost $1,200 a month on here. But like I said, I'd be able to include everything on that package, the Google Guarantee lead, not the Facebook ads. So we'd be looking at the VIP package. We can do Facebook ads for you. There'd be an extra $100 for the Facebook ads. But the one I was talking about before, just that $199 monthly, that's actually the VIP package. But there's some bells and whistles off of the ideal package that I can add to you. The website's still going to be included for you. The SEO content creation, of course, the Google Guarantee. Your monthly, though, like I said, is just $199 after that first month, which is $449. That is, though, with the inclusion of that $250 one-time application fee.
And then how long does that $199 a month last?
That's a great question. It lasts as long as you want to keep that particular package. So it is kind of a reduced rate for a younger company. It's our new in business rate, but it is not an introductory or promotional rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on down the road. It really is just designed to make it affordable for younger companies. In fact, we do like to work with younger companies because we know that once you start seeing success with our service, you'll probably keep the service long term. Like I said, I've been with the company for over 12 years. I've got clients that have been with me almost as long, 10 years or more. As a company, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 14, 16 years. Nobody cancels on profit. We can do anything and everything in-house. Like I said, we are partnered with Google and Meta. If you wanted us to add Facebook ads down the road, we can do that. We're actually a vendor for Yelp, not partnered with Yelp, but if you wanted to ever do Yelp pay-per-click ads, we could do that too. I don't necessarily recommend that to you, but like I said, you can do really any form of digital marketing through Local Splash. We like to keep everything in-house. We don't outsource anything. So like I said, you'd be in good hands with us. For you right now, the strongest product out there on Google is Google Guarantee. If you already had a verified Google listing, I could even say, hey, let's just do Google Guarantee. But like I said, we do need to make sure that you're verified by Google. Having that website's not going to hurt you. If you stop using that local search engine optimization component, we would still be able to keep your website up and running as attached to the Google Guarantee package. So like I said, it's designed to be super affordable for you. Once you get everything started, again, $449 to get that first month going. Once you're thoroughly vetted, you've got the $765 for the activation budget, but you're only paying for the leads after that. Even if you do keep the $199 component, realistically, you might only be looking at $400 or $500 a month to get, you know, 6-8 leads coming your way and getting calls directly to you from that local map or pack result. So, and like I said, we want to keep it affordable for you. You're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to be profitable. I think 1 or 2 jobs a month, you're going to love the service. You might get 5, 6, 8 jobs, as much as you can take on, you know, especially with those smaller jobs coming your way. It is always going to be that same fixed rate per lead. You're not going to have that sliding scale or wonder. I know Angie's is sometimes hard to budget for. You might have a set number of leads. You might have a set amount that you pay every month. But I do know that they do charge differently depending on the size of the lead or the size of the job potentially. But like I said, with us, simple, straightforward pricing makes it kind of easy to keep track of moving forward.
So let's say I go this route. So I actually signed up for Angie.
I saw that. I found that and attached it over here.
Yeah, and I don't like it at all, personally.
Oh.
Give you a whole list of reasons why, but the,
You sure?
So, that's on, I have a little bit of budget left with them from the initial thing, but,
right.
Which is why I haven't dropped it yet, but also, once I do drop it, I know that they pull, so I had some people write some reviews for me, and I don't know if there's any way they capture those before I pull it, because those will be deleted from
You've got five-star reviews. People are saying good things about you. Now, for those reviews to be on Google, Google won't pull those reviews or transfer those reviews. And obviously, if you're not going to continue to use Angie, you wouldn't want us to have any link to that page anywhere. But, I mean, you can always ask those people who wrote those reviews, and we can help you, you know, send you the link that goes directly to your verified Google listing. You send it out as an email. You can even just send it once, just copy and all three of those people on there with the BCC function so they don't know that you're sending it to everybody at the same time. And then it takes, like, you know, a minute or less if they just want to give you a star rating, a couple of minutes if they want to write a few kind words. They might even, you know, copy and paste what they've already written on there. But we'll also help you get more reviews. You know, that's going to be a big part of what we do in the very beginning, make it easy for you to get those reviews and easy for people to respond. And, of course, for those reviews to kind of populate where it's most beneficial for you, which is on your Google listing.
Yeah. Okay. And then is that the same sort of scenario as I go with you guys? And I don't like you for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting out a hypothetical. So what if then I stop service with you, does all the Google lead stuff go away, or is that?
So if you stop using our services, we are a Google partner, so we have to go by Google guidelines. We will not take any of the content down that we create. We just would stop optimizing and updating it. With the Google verified listing and the Bing listing, we always would set that up with you as the owner, with us having managerial access while you're a client of ours. Obviously, if you stop using our service, with a click, you just rescind our managerial access. You still have that Google and Bing listing. The directories that we create for you, we're not going to take them down out of spite. That's Google guidelines. And of course, we just wouldn't update or optimize those. The Google pay-per-click, obviously that would need to be managed somewhere. I mean, if you want to, you know, learn how to do that on your own, you know, and we can kind of help you through that as we get things set up and going for you. You could continue to manage Google Ads on your own, but Google knows that when they're professionally managed, businesses see a much higher return on investment. And of course, there's a really good reason that we pay the professionals to do
that. I'm just asking. I don't want to spend my time doing ads and stuff.
You probably wouldn't. So the only thing that would come down, obviously, would be the Google guarantee or local service ads. If you're not having us manage it, they wouldn't be managed. You would still have an increased online presence way above and beyond what you already have. You'd be verified on Google and Bing. You'd have a website. You'd have a handful of directories. So, I mean, it's kind of like when you're, let's say you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You're obviously going to stop pedaling because you know you're going to keep going. You pick up speed for a little bit. But after a while, without us optimizing your listing, you would slowly see your business kind of trickle off that first page in the local map. It doesn't happen immediately and it doesn't happen quickly after that. Or if you were to keep your service paused for, let's say, 4 months, maybe 3 months for certain keywords. But, you know, if it's paused for more than 4 months, you'd slowly start to see your placement for certain keywords kind of trickle down, maybe even off that first page. But again, if you were paused and you reactivate it, we just resubmit information and update content, add more content, and that gets you right back where you were. So, you know, like I said, to answer your question directly, you're not going to lose everything. The website, of course, needs to be hosted somewhere. We could either just continue to host your website for $29 a month. That includes any and all updates that we would continue to do on your behalf, of course, the hosting as well. Or we could transfer the domain over to you, and then you can have a website hosted somewhere else. But again, like I said, you're not going to lose the online content that we create for you, just the Google guarantee.
So I already have a website through GoDaddy.
Oh, you do? Okay, Tara didn't attach it here.
I haven't built it. I just
you have a domain then. Gotcha. So we can use that. We can use that domain and build the website out for you, in which case if you stop using the service, you already own the domain. We wouldn't even have to transfer it to you.
Okay.
What is the domain name, the web address?
It's just jllc.net.
.net. Okay, gotcha. Perfect. And the name of the company is JLLC.
.com is available, but they want $4,000 for it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And that's,
this time
I mean,
I haven't paid for that.
You wouldn't even need to want to do that. I mean, there's really no benefit to paying. I mean, even, you know, even if it was more modest, but certainly not that much. .net.com, I mean, as long as you've got first page placement, as long as people can see your website, that's going to be just perfect for you. So we'll use that existing domain, build out that website for you. Now, like I said, you might then want to make updates. If you had a GoDaddy domain and at some point your intent was to build a website on your own, you will have access, like I said, with that website editor tool to make changes, you know, put in a senior discount, military discount, holiday special, 10% off a specific service, etc. You can always do that. We can build that out for you, not a problem. It only takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out that website. From that point on, it will always be up and active online, even if we're making significant changes. The website does not come down. We would just keep on working on it and update it.
Okay.
Now, I did see an address. On that Angie profile, there's the 564 Joseph Street Southeast. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though, your business is service-based, meaning that you really only go to the customer, right? No one comes to you. There's not a physical address, brick and mortar. Okay. So Google kind of expects it to be that way. Run out of the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. Google also, though, doesn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door, especially since you're probably out in the field most days. You're just going to be listed Salem. And, of course, like I said, with the service area, we can include really anywhere that you do want to be found, target specific cities. If, like, a hailstorm rolls through and does some damage to some roofs, even if it's just outside of where we're promoting you, we can change where those ads are running as long as you're willing to travel there. You know, we'd be helping you to get that business too.
Okay.
You do have photos, I hope, for the website that we can use, at least some to start.
We've got a few, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we can use what you have. And then, you know, obviously, like I said, as we send you more jobs, just take photos. Your smartphone is fine. Just flip it on its side so the photos or videos are wider than they are tall. That makes it render nicely on your website. Oh, I did want to ask because, you know, obviously everything has the click-to-call feature. You get calls directly to you. The website, though, will have also a contact form. So residential or commercial clients would be able to fill out that form, tell you where they're located, what they need to have done, etc. Of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, there is no additional cost for that. What is the email address? It could be a personal email, in which case we just don't show it on the website. If it's a business email, it would be there for people to see. But, you know, either way, it's going to be attached to that contact.
Yeah, so I do have a business email with that. It's anthony@jllc.net.
Perfect. Perfect. So we'll definitely, and Anthony is A-N-T-H-O-N-Y?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll definitely put that, is your last name Jay?
Yes.
It is, okay. So we'll definitely put that right there on your website for people to see. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things.
So I also signed up with Enhancify. I don't know if you're familiar. They do financing for remodel stuff.
Right.
And so I also have I guess they can send over stuff for me to incorporate it in a website when I'm ready, but they have an Enhancify at .com at Enhancify.com/JLLC.
Okay. And that will allow your customers to finance the project, right?
Yes.
That's perfect. And then do you take cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
I have Venmo and stuff, but it's personal. I probably didn't have to put all that up for business account.
I mean, you don't have to, but it is something that we can put on that website, and for some people that it might even be a determining factor, you know, when it all comes down to it, having more options that make it easier for people to pay for the service. But of course, you got to give them the reasons to want to hire you anyway. But if anything like that changes, just let us know ahead of time. But that is going to be something that our client interview technician will want to ask you. So that's like going to be the next step here. Schedule a follow-up call. We do call it a client interview or an onboarding call, but it is, you know, basically an opportunity for us to speak with you in great detail about your company, your services, your service area. If you've got anything like a mission statement or slogan, motto that you want the public to know about, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll cover all of that. It is a separate phone call. And I did want to see if you would be able to do that call. We schedule it by the hour, but it usually takes about 40, 45 minutes. We can schedule it as early as 11 o'clock today, or it looks like there's at least one available until the very last one, too, which would be 3 o'clock. So really, except for 12, anytime between now and 3 o'clock, so basically 11, 1, 2, or 3, would any of those times work out for you to receive a phone call?
That's Pacific Standard Time?
That is, yes. And that would be today. If you're available, sooner is better. Obviously, it gives us the opportunity to get things started. If today doesn't work, we can look out to Monday. Monday's pretty wide open, starting as early as 7 a.m.
I think Monday would be a little easier for me.
On Monday, we could do as early as 7 if that works out for you, 8, 9, 10. If you want something later on in the day, 2, 3, 4.
Let's do 10 because I got to do some running around Monday morning.
All right, 10 would be perfect. At 9 o'clock on Monday, then, is when our automated system will send you out that reminder email an hour prior. I will also, in a couple of minutes here, send you a calendar invite. That invite would just be for your record. You wouldn't have to respond to it. And then one thing I did want to do here is to add a little bit more security, just another layer of protection. It is a security question here on your account. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they're with JLLC, even if it's you, Anthony, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And even more important, if anyone calls you, they're not a customer, that they say they're Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information for you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us, and you definitely shouldn't entertain that call. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
How about the city born in?
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
It's Wenatchee.
Can you spell that?
Yeah. It's Wenatchee.
I gotcha. I have to type it in twice. And then you're all set and squared away there. And then for that initial investment of just $449, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
And then the other thing that I had a question on is, are you guys able to send over like contract terms just or made a review really quickly before I...
So let me get an email out to you now that I have an email, and you will get everything in writing. In fact, I can do it now before you give me that card. If you still feel comfortable moving forward, we could do that. But I'm also going to send you an email. Before I even process that payment, I'm required, because we're a Google partner, to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It outlines your service agreement so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we would be including the website for you, etc. I am, like I said, required to read that before I even process that payment. But if it makes you more comfortable, I'd be more than happy to read it before you ask again for that card information. And if everything does still make sense to you at the end, we could move forward from there. I'm also trying to multitask and send you out an email as well. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that'd be.
Okay. Give me just one quick second then to get that all set up. Okay, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Anthony, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
JLLC.
That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Anthony J., owner.
And Mr. J., as the owner of JLLC, of course, you are then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And if you decide to move forward, the billing information that you would provide for our services, of course, you would be an authorized user on that account, right? Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, of course, as I mentioned, to get things started in a timely fashion, we would want you to submit your Google Guarantee application, submit any proof of licensing or insurance. That makes it a lot easier for us to get things set up and started here for you. So, of course, any delays in that would just kind of push out the time frame. So we do ask that you agree to submit all of those documents within 7 days. If you decide to move forward with us, would you be able to submit those documents within 7 days?
So I do have a question on the Google Guarantee documentation.
Sure.
Is that something that I do through Google itself, or is that done through you guys?
Everything is done through us. You will get the application emailed out to you immediately. That application typically takes about 10, 15 minutes to fill out, so it is pretty simple and straightforward. If you wanted us to fill it out for you, we certainly would be able to do that for you. We would just need for you to provide the information that we need to put onto there, which would be your social security number or your EIN. All of that we can do for you if you're not someone who likes paperwork. But you'll get everything through us. You'll get an email kind of asking for you to send us certain documentation. Just photos are fine. Of course, we don't need hard copies or anything like that, but photos of any tools or equipment, photos of your service vehicle. Obviously, there's not like a physical workplace, so you don't have to send us a photo of that. Usually where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work, that helps. And again, if any business card or any information like that. So it's pretty simple and straightforward. Of course, the sooner you can get us that information, the better.
Okay.
Now, As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. Your initial payment, and this would be for the initial application fee of $250, that one-time Good for Life application fee, and the first month of search engine optimization, which is $199. Your initial investment would be $449. Your recurring monthly for the local search engine optimization is just $199. And then, as I mentioned, once you're thoroughly vetted, which might be 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks down the road, that's when you have the activation budget of $765, which does support up to 13 leads at just a little bit less than $59 each, $58.67. It is a month-to-month service. Recurring monthly for the $199 would be on today's date, the 18th. Of course, if you decide to move forward, we would get things started today. We can even do that client interview as we've got it scheduled on Monday. And then it is, as I mentioned, month-to-month, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request is to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are closed on the weekend. Anthony, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. And then that first month, is that MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I think it's actually MasterCard.
Is it Anthony J. on the card, any middle initial, or the business name?
Yeah, there's a middle initial, M.
You said M like Mike, not N like Nick?
M like Mike, yeah.
Okay. You said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5. MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5145. I also haven't got your email yet here.
If you check, it may go to your spam folder since we've never corresponded before, but it's coming from Local Splash. It says Local Splash, Google Guarantee. It's coming from pgordon@localsplash.com. So you should see it. If you don't see it in your inbox, it should be in your spam or promotional folder.
Yeah, I just put spam there and see if I boom.
Our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so it's not when I hit submit or send that it gets sent, but you should see it. I've actually included an example of a website for you.
And that was sent to Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, at jayllc.net.
Correct.
Oh, there it is.
So I did include information on there for Facebook ads. That's $100 a month. Actually, just to let you know, if you decided to do Facebook ads down the road, it would allow me to reduce the $199 down to $149. So $100 of Facebook ads would only bump it up $50. So instead of $199 a month, it would be $249 a month, but that would include an extra $100 of Facebook ads. That's not in the package that we're doing right now, but I did want to send you that information.
Okay.
Okay. So I did have the first four. You said it was $51.45.
Yeah. I have one. 5145-1800-0023-6286.
And then the expiration month and year?
0528.
05 of 28, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
384.
384. So I've got 384, 384 on the back. I've got May or 05 of 2028 for the expiration date. Mr. J, was the card itself 51-45-18-00-00-23-62-86?
That's correct.
And then does that bill to the 564 Joseph Street Southeast, 97302?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.